Excuse me. I have a delivery for a Mary and Joe. Is there a Mary and Joe here? Anyone know where I can find Mary and Joe? According to the delivery instructions, it says that I was supposed to meet them here. Let's see. Yeah, that's right. It says, deliver the package out back in the barn because apparently there's no room for them in the inn. So I'm looking for Mary and Joe of Nazareth, it says. Oh, man, I do hope that they are here. I mean, you don't understand how insanely busy it has been. I have been running around like crazy from like 4 a.m. until 8 p.m. every single day, and I still have a few more stops to make before I can make it home to be with my family and celebrate Christmas. And as if the workload itself is not bad enough, guess who gets to be the complaint department? That's right, I'm the one who gets to field all the calls of people saying, hey, look, I ordered my package yesterday, and it's still not here yet by 5 p.m. today, and I just want to say to them, have you looked outside? It's Christmas. Everybody ordered their package yesterday. Everybody wants it by 5 p.m. today. And so just have a little patience with me. Of course, I always love that one saying, hey, look, I ordered my kid's Christmas gift from some cheap website. I got an insanely good deal. I mean, you wouldn't believe the price that I paid for this toy. But it's been a week, and it hasn't arrived yet. And I want to say, where did you order that toy from? Yeah, that toy is coming from China. And I don't know if you've thought about like the distance from China to here and what a package needs to do to get on a boat, but it's going to take more than 5 to 10 business days for your gift to arrive, right? I'm sorry, I realize that I'm probably stepping on a few toes here, but waiting is a lost art. In fact, it's like we have forgotten how we can be patient. Now, I'll confess that I'm just as guilty as the rest of you, because when I order from Amazon, something from Amazon, do you know what I do? 10 minutes later, I'm opening up my email account to track that package and to find out where is it going to come from and when is it going to be here. As if the guy's gotten off from his lunch break yet and had the chance to even pick the item from the warehouse, and yet that's the kind of society we live in. That's the kind of expectations that we have. We have lost the ability to be patient. And I realize that I'm stepping on a few toes here because I've been to your houses this week. I've delivered your packages from Amazon, and I know, well, we all are guilty of this. Now I realize, yeah, I probably should be grateful, and don't get me wrong, I am grateful for this opportunity. I mean, it wasn't that long ago when we heard rumors that the post office might not even make it. But then came Amazon Prime to the rescue, and well, now we just can't keep up. Every day has been a zoo around here. Well, actually, that's not true. It's been worse than a zoo. Because if I worked at a zoo, at least I could play with the monkeys and enjoy the warm tropical temperatures and see the amazing creatures. No, it has been absolutely nuts around the post office lately. The hours have been long and everyone is stressed. And of course, when everyone gets stressed, what do? They lash out to others, right? They carry out their stress on one another. And sure enough, I've lost 2 employees this week. The week before Christmas, meaning the rest of us have to pick up the slack and carry the load. But I can't quit. I need this job. I can't afford to lose this job. Because I don't want to go through what I went through last time. Oh, I remember what it was like to fill out application after application, to fill out an online questionnaire and wonder, is anybody even going to read this thing? I mean, sometimes I was tempted to put responses in there just to see if anybody noticed what I had written. I filled out application after application, but didn't get any calls back for an interview. What could I do? It was outside of my control. I mean, the economy wasn't doing so great at that time. Companies weren't looking to expand. They were looking to reduce overhead, which means they were going to fire people. And so I was left waiting. and longing for an interview and hoping that if I got a call, that maybe I would get a call back when I finally had a chance. Do you know what that waiting, that kind of waiting is like? It is a hard place to be. You are trying to hold on to hope. You're trying to hold it together for your family, for your kids. But deep down inside, you are searching for any sign of hope, waiting for some kind of good news. And so you just try to hold it all together while you wait. Waiting can be tough. And I guess I really can't blame all of you. I mean, I remember what it was like when I was a kid. We couldn't wait for Christmas to come. I would watch the presents grow under the tree as my mom would finish up her shopping and the wrapping and place them under the tree. I loved the anticipation. I remember kind of peeking around, looking at the presents, trying to count. Wait, how come my brother has one more gift than I have? Or how come my other brother has a bigger gift than I have? Right? You remember what that was like. You're trying to count it out and make sure that you're getting your fair share. I remember I would kind of pick up the Christmas gifts when nobody was looking. And I would shake it and I would listen to it. And of course, we all know the sound of Legos that they make when they're in a box. But I remember just wondering, that I would dream with anticipation about the G.I. Joes and the things that I would get. Some of my friends weren't so good at waiting. They liked to take peeks at their presents. They would try to take a peek. They would try to peel the tape back and they'd forget that it's like the wrapping paper companies signed an agreement saying, we will make our wrapping paper so cheap that if you place a piece of tape on a gift, there is no way you can remove that tape without damaging the wrapping paper, thus notifying the parents that somebody took a peek. I remember one friend got busted because he unwrapped one of his gifts before Christmas. Yeah, I never understood that. For me, there was excitement and anticipation. That was part of the thrill of dreaming what kind of gifts I would get for Christmas. Unless, of course, it was socks and underwear. Because what kid wants to get socks and underwear for Christmas? Hey, Eric, check out this really cool game that I got. What did you get? I got socks and underwear. And it wasn't even the cool Batman or Superman kind. It's just the plain, boring Fruit of the Loom. Yeah, nobody wants that gift. Some waiting is difficult because you don't know what lies ahead for you at the end of your waiting. I'll never forget the time we were waiting for my aunt to get better. That was tough. She was battling cancer. And we were praying for healing and waiting for a miracle in her life. But it was tough to watch her go through it. See the cancer take its toll. Wondering if our prayers were ever going to get answered. Have you ever been there before? Waiting for a miracle. Waiting for something without knowing what lies ahead on the other side. Then there was a time we were waiting for our grandfather. Not because he was taking us fishing, but because the doctor said that it wouldn't be much time. It would be a matter of months at best. And so we gathered around to say our goodbyes. We gathered around to express how much we loved him. And I'll never forget sitting there waiting, counting the days, counting the moments, counting each and every breath, until finally he was with us. Waiting is difficult work. But you know something? God is at work in our waiting. God was up to something in those moments that we spent waiting. Yes, it was hard watching my aunt battle cancer, but in our waiting, God was strengthening our faith and pulling us close together. It was hard watching my grandfather slowly slip away, but in those moments, in our waiting, God was at work, giving us an opportunity to share how much we loved him, how much we appreciated, and giving an opportunity for Grandpa to understand just how much God loved him. Even as a child, I had to wait until after Christmas Eve service to open my presents. And while part of me just wanted to skip the church service and go home and open gifts, there was another part of me that understood and appreciated the reminder of what it was that we were celebrating. God was doing something truly remarkable in the Christmas story. He was taking on the flesh and entering into our world as one of us. It seems so unusual. I mean, what God would bow themselves to human limitations? What God would empty themselves of the things that made them God to become one of us? What God would be willing to send their one and only Son into the world as a gift for a people who didn't understand, for a people who had rebelled, for a people who had turned their backs on Him? Gods don't do that. They would keep their distance. They would not get involved in the messes of our human life. But not this God. No, the creator of the universe, the one who formed the world, the one who formed you, said, I love this world and I love you so much that I am going to do something about it. And so John says the Word, that is God, became flesh and made His dwelling among us. He took on the form of a human baby, entering into the world, entering into all of our mess. And He took on the name Jesus, Emmanuel, which means God with us. God is with us in our waiting. And God is at work in our waiting. In the Gospel of Luke, Luke likes to tell us the story of a man by the name of Simeon. Now, Simeon was righteous and devout. He worshipped God, and like many of the Jewish people of his day, he was waiting for the day in which God would redeem Israel and restore His kingdom. You see, the Jewish people were under Roman rule, which meant they longed to be free. They were waiting for the promised Messiah, the one who would come and usher in God's kingdom. And Simeon had been told that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Christ, until he had seen the Messiah. And so, moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts where Jesus' parents brought him in to be dedicated before the Lord. Simeon took the child in his arms and he praised God, for the Lord had fulfilled His promise. You see, in his waiting, God was at work in Simeon's life, so that when the time would come, he recognized the gift that we had received. We wait tonight with excitement and anticipation, not because, well, as soon as the service is done, we're going to get to go home and open the presents and feast, but because we have been given an incredible gift, a God who was with us in our waiting, carrying out His work, ushering in His kingdom. You see, Jesus didn't just come as a sacrificial lamb to die for our sins. That's just one piece of the story. Jesus came to usher in a new era of the work of God. He brought the kingdom of God here on earth. You see, God is at work in our waiting, transforming our lives, changing our hearts and our minds, restoring relationships, and bringing us home. When I think back on all those times that we were waiting, I can see that God was at work. God was with us, strengthening our faith, preparing us for His work and His purposes. Waiting might be a lost art, but His work doesn't need to be lost in you. If you find yourself here tonight waiting, I want you to know that God is with you in your waiting. Maybe you're here tonight and you're filled with the excitement of a little child who is anxiously waiting for the pastor to finish their sermon so they can go home and open their gifts. Well, may your waiting fill you with joy as you remember the gift that we celebrate tonight. Maybe you're here tonight and you have been waiting for answered prayers. Maybe it's been so long that you've forgotten what it was that you were even praying about in the first place, wondering, does God even hear you? Then know this, God hears your prayer. Even if we are still waiting for answers. We don't pray to some abstract cosmological being who keeps himself separate from the universe. No, we pray to a God who cares deeply about the details of your life. Enough to step into our mess and be a God who is with us. Maybe you're here tonight. Maybe you've been waiting for hope. Maybe you're longing for something better to come. Like the Jewish people in the time in which Jesus was born, you are longing for freedom, longing for peace. May God's guiding light shine brightly upon you, giving you hope, helping you find your way through the darkness. Whatever it is that you are waiting for, know this, we have a God who is with us in our waiting, a God who is at work in our waiting, a God who gives us hope and helps us find our way, who knows our hearts, who listens to our prayers. We have a God who has ushered in a new era, building his kingdom here on earth. You see, God is at work in our waiting, refining us, perfecting us, and continuing his work in us and through us. Well, if anyone sees Mary and Joe tonight, can you tell them I was here? Because ironically, as much as you and I might understand that God is with us and at work in our waiting, I don't think my boss is going to accept that as a reasonable excuse. Merry Christmas, everyone. And don't forget, God is at work in your waiting.